only. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with No Ian Dempsey, just for one more morning. Ray Foley on free. Good morning, friends. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. We are nearly there. Between now and 9 o'clock, the light is shining at the end of the tunnel. I'm squinting. I can see a pin of light at the far end of the tunnel. What's that? I can see two shapes at the in the bright and the gleaming light. What's that I can see? Yes, it's the smiling heads of Dermot and Dave. Those two smiley heads are waiting for me at the finish line of what has been a tough old week, with a gin and tonic and a green sour cream and onion Pringles for me as my weekend begins in style. Although in fairness, 9 a.m. is probably a bit too early for the G&T. I'll wait until at least 10. Right, Friday, we're off and running. Disappointment all around as we had a winner yesterday of our nearly €81,000 jackpot on the Today FM cash machine, and a new total for you coming up this hour. I'll play some Sophie Ellis-Bextor and we'll begin with Martin Solveig. Good morning, let's go.
Playing the music you love.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Murder on the Dance Floor. Today FM, play the music you love. Morning. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And it's Friday. It's the 18th of November, 2022. The 18th of November is Ant McPartlin's birthday. Did you know that? One half of Ant and Dec. The other half of Ant and Dec. He's 47 years of age today. I presume we'll see a birthday cake in the jungle tonight as a result of that. 47. Happy birthday, Ant. Why, man. And it's Owen Wilson's birthday today as well. I imagine he's one half of Luke and Owen Wilson. So I imagine Luke could be laying on the cake. He was in Zoolander and the Wes Anderson movies, The Royal Tenenbaums and Rushmore and all. And most recently, actually, he was in Loki, wasn't it? The Marvel show, which was very good on Disney Plus. Definitely worth checking out there. And the voice, of course, is Lightning McQueen on the Pixar films. The toy maker on this day in 1902... the toy maker Morris Micton, an American toy brand way back in the day in 1902, they named their toy bear, their stuffed bear, Teddy, after then US President Teddy Roosevelt. I didn't know that. That the name Teddy Bear comes from the American president, or rather the American president of the time. There's no Biden bears or Teddy Trumps with he's an orange bear with long golden fur. Not particularly keen on cuddling, that one, I have to say. And Steamboat Willie. On this day in 1928, Steamboat Willie. It was the first Mickey Mouse movie to feature sound. It's the one where he's on the boat and he's whistling the tune. They use it now on the beginning of the Walt Disney animated movies. Lovely. Here's Lewis Capaldi at Today FM. Days aching, nights are
long too. Neighbours fans won't need Amazon TV to watch their Aussie soap after RTE confirmed they'll be airing all the action from Ramsay Street next year. Yesterday we heard the news the show is getting a reboot just months after stars gave an emotional farewell to the soap after their 30-year run. Today FM News, more at 7.
Hang on a minute now.
Yes.
So there was a big whole big palaver. Bring Kylie and Jason back. Do the big goodbyes. We're all upset. We're shutting Neighbours down. Goodbye, Neighbours. Goodbye forever. Such an emotional part of our lives.
Yes.
And such a special part of our childhoods, our youths growing up. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you believe it? Neighbours is gone. And now it's back?
Yeah. I mean, people went through mourning. There were tears about Neighbours. And now...
So what's it going to be on RTE?
It's going to be on RTE. Basically business as usual by the sounds of it.
So who's paying for it then? Because it was Channel 5 was paying for it in the UK.
Yes, it was. So Amazon is paying for it, but okay. RTE say they're going to air it. So that's good at least, you know, if you're a fan of the Aussie soap. It's, what a roller coaster though for them.
It sure has. It's been a lot of ups. Kylie is raging. Because didn't Kylie come back for it?
She did.
Yeah, I bet she's like, what the hell? What a waste of my time, mate.
Today FM and OTB Sports. With Sky.
For all the latest and breaking news, you can turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Philip, thank you. Friday morning, 6:33. It's time for your A2Z at 6:33. How are you, Ray Foley? It's my name, Offerie. And one more morning. Let's make it glorious. Let's rock this baby. I'm going to rock this baby.
Do.
I'm going to rock this baby to sleep.
Gently.
I'm going to rock it gently. Because it's very early. Let me spin the wheel. We got a letter for you, A2Z, this morning. And whatever the letter is, will be the first letter of the title of the song. Am I over explaining it? Do you think I'm
just... It's a simple enough concept, like, yeah.
It should be fairly simple.
Do you know that's a legal spin?
Oh. Hang on now.
Is it?
Oh, it couldn't.
Oh,
it wouldn't.
I think it is.
It's R this morning. For Ray. Or for me. For my first initial R. Reach up. Papa's got a brand new pig bag.
Yeah.
Perfecto All-Stars. or also a tune. I said I was going to rock you gently this morning. Might be rocking you hard with rocks from Primal Scream. If you want this, text in first. Or R is for Runaway. From the Chorus. What one would you like this morning? We got Reach Up from the Perfecto All Stars. We got Rocks. And we got Runaway. They are your options this morning on your 8 2 Z at 6:33. 0874 100 102. If you're texting or WhatsApping us this morning. Hey, who's up? Who's awake? Who wants to pick a song? Reach Up, Rocks or Runaway. 0874 100 102. Shapeshifters, Lola's Theme. This is Today FM. Shapeshifters, Lola's Theme, Today FM. Play the music you love. Morning, welcome to Friday. All weekend, friends. Ray Foley, Alfrey and Dempsey for one more morning. It's 6:38. Hi there, Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you doing?
We'll get to your A to Z in just a couple of minutes. Oh, I'm parched this morning, I tell you. I've gone mad. Everyone's, well, all the newspapers are on about the mini ovens, the air fryers, mini ovens, air fryers. But of course, they are mini ovens. Do you know? It's a marketing stunt calling them air fryers. Oh, the air fryer. The air fryer is so much healthy. Use the air fryer. It's not an air fryer at all. It's actually just a mini oven, a mini fan oven. But it does use a lot less electricity and energy than the regular. Well, of course it would. It's like a quarter of the size.
Riddle me this. Do you have to preheat an air fryer?
You do. But it has a setting on it that it goes. So if you're like, I want to put the chicken breast on for 20 minutes, you go bloop, bloop, bloop. And you go bloop, 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 bloop. Bloop, bloop.
Oh, okay.
Like that. And then that's from the couch, you can do that. So you're sitting on the couch, drink in hand, and you go bloop, 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 bloop. And then your wife takes the air fryer out of the press and she puts 20 minutes into it. Oh, what a joke. No, you put it on you set it for 20 minutes and then it goes preheating. And then it goes bloop, bloop. And then up on the screen, it'll go, put in your chicken now. Or put in the food. And then the timer will start and then it'll start counting down. And then halfway through the thing, through the 10 minutes in, it'll go bloop, bloop.
It's very noisy, isn't it?
Well, just little bloops. Little bloops are reminders. And then it'll tell you, turn over the chicken. And then when it's finished, it goes bloop, bloop, your chicken's ready. So last night I saw a recipe on the internet. This is such a bad idea. I was on Instagram and there was an air fryer recipe for chicken breasts stuffed with cream cheese and Parmesan. Ooh. And wrapped in streaky bacon.
Oh, it's a salt sensation.
I am parched. I drank like a liter and a half of water last night. Yeah. Like I woke up 15 times, and even this morning I'm like, just give me some water. Just put my mouth under the water tap, and I'll be fine. Options on A2Z this morning. Reach Up from Perfecto All Stars. Rocks from Primal Scream. And Runaway from the Chorus. What one do you want? 0874 100 102. I'll play your A2Z song next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With the Kevin O'Leary Group. The music you love.
Today FM. Water cooler. That's the word I was trying to think of. I put my head under the water, my mouth under the water cooler, uh-huh. And pull the little lever underneath.
Sure. The extra cold tap or just the ordinary cold tap?
I hold the two of them down, actually. Okay. I get a good mix that way.
Right, yeah.
So I've got the room temperature on the left-hand side and the chilled refrigerated water on the right-hand side.
Still thirsty, though.
And I've got a big enough mouth, of course, and a big enough head that I'm able to... Both of the streams can conjoin... In my gob at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Like I'm being waterboarded in the office.
Yeah.
At 5:10 in the morning. I have to say, it's an upsetting sight. Very upsetting. The kids, and one of the kids in Spin, she was crying watching me. She got very upset. She called her mother. She woke her mother looking at me. Because, but I was that thirsty, JP. Yeah. I wasn't even considerate of other people's emotions and how they were reacting to me. Rachel's for 6:33. Your three options were reach. Well, I can play the little snippets again for you if you like, but you're looking. I was hoping for this. Or I was hoping for this. And to a certain degree, I was hoping for this. Right, turn off that tap. Come on. You'll drown yourself. What are your votes this morning? 0874 100 102.
Ray, a lot of votes flooded in from the Dundalk area this morning. The Core's polling very strongly in the northeast region.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Early results were good for them. But not strongly enough, Ray. The winner this morning is... It's Rocks. Of course it is.
Oh! I was more kind of cheerful. I was more thinking reach up Perfecto All-Stars for a Friday morning. Heading on into the weekend. It'll be nice. Do you know what? Now that it's on, this is nice too. Primal Screaming Rocks, crank it up. This is Today FM. Primal Screaming Rocks. That's your A2Z track for this morning. 6:49. The Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray Foley on Farina. Hey, good morning. Welcome on in. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It's Ray here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And Niamh's there as well. Hey, Niamh.
Hey.
Hey, Niamh-o.
Morning. You looking forward to the weekend?
I am.
Are you doing anything nice this weekend?
No, nothing nice. Just chilling.
Just taking it easy.
I'm just going to be playing with the air fryer for the whole weekend. Although I'm very salty today. I'm incredibly parched and salty. I did a chicken stuffed with cream cheese and Parmesan.
Delish.
And then wrapped in bacon last night. And I had it about 15 minutes before I went to bed, which was a terrible idea. Parched. Woke up all night long. Ended up drinking like nearly 2 litres of water and busting for a wee the entire... Ray, kebabs do that to me. I have to drink a gallon before bed. And then I'm bursting by 4 a.m. and wide awake from Shane. Shane, thank you for that. It's good to know I'm not alone. And it's good to be updated on your urination situation.
We need to talk about the stuff, Ray. We've got to get the awareness out there.
Shane,
we've
got to let everyone know.
Yeah.
My air fryer makes waffle dings instead of little bloops. Just saying, from Damien. Do you mean like Ian Dempsey's waffle dings, is it? So the akin to something like that, is it? Damien, you've got a posh air fryer. Mine's, what is it? It's an instant pot, or the people who make instant pot, they're called instant. And it does a little kind of a blibbly bloop, bloopity, blibbly bloop. Your chicken's ready. Come here, get over here and eat your chicken, blibbity bloop.
Today FM's travel.
Eve O'Reilly, Today FM travel.
We've got an energy monitor, like a little LCD screen in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
It's a thing you can buy. It's like a wireless thing. Mm. So you connect it to the to a wire out next to your fuse board, right? And then it wirelessly connects to this screen in the kitchen. And it shows your live energy usage while you're, you know. I've become, we've had it a couple of years, but of course, now that energy's gone crazy expensive, electricity's crazy expensive, I've become a nerd with this LED screen in the kitchen. So the minute the kettle goes on, I'm pointing at the screen going, look at that! Look at that!
That kettle's already boiling. Turn it off now. Turn it off before it starts.
It's lit up like Christmas in here. But when the air fryer is on, because of course everyone says the air fryer saves energy, the entire 20 minutes I'm cooking my chicken breast, I'm pointing at the LED screen going, look at that, look at it, it's barely using it. And I'm still getting chicken out of this. This is amazing. Today FM. I know a place to port. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kieran.
He's on the line. Kieran, what a guy.
Is it Kieran or Kieron?
Kieran.
Kieran, how are you, sir?
Doing good today, yeah.
Very nice. What are you up to today? What's happening? Anything special? Anything going on in your world?
We've big day now. We're in Ballyfernan today for a wedding, a big wedding, Christine Healy and Jeff and Glenn. And, yeah, looking forward to it. It's a wild weekend of celebrating coming up.
Who's getting married, sorry?
It's my sister-in-law, Christine Healy. And she's marrying Jason Glenn in a small town called Ballyfernan in County Roscommon.
Very good. Are you there already?
No, I'm at home. My wife is up there at the moment. She's getting organised at the minute and getting hair and makeup and all that done. They're up early this morning getting organised for it.
Surely they don't need to be up this early for it to be getting makeup. They're already beautiful. And roll out of bed looking immaculate.
Well, I think so, but my wife is still gone for the last week getting organised. So.
I wouldn't take it personally. I'm sure she just needs to prepare. It's nothing to do with you. She doesn't want to get away from you. She just wants to make it a very special day. That's what it is.
She's got the two boys here, Keelan and Connor, with me. I'm minding them for the few days now, but we're looking forward to getting up later on and kicking off the celebration.
Cool beans. How old are the boys?
11 and 8.
Okay.
Keelan and Connor.
Are they coming as well?
Oh, yeah, they're all set for sure.
Excellent stuff. Should be a good day, so.
Yeah.
Right, well, are you playing this for them then? Is this a romantic song for their wedding day?
It's just a song they like. It's a song that they'll party to tonight, no doubt about it. And they've requested this song as well, so we're going to get it live on the radio and kick start the weekend with it.
Absolutely. Well, do you want to I hand over to you then and let you do the intro for it, because it's great. I think we're all going to enjoy it, actually. Away you go,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, so the song is Westlife, When You're Looking Like That, and it's not just kickstarting today, but it's kickstarting a wide weekend of celebration in Ballyfarden, in Machree, and in Arigna.
Hit that button.
Hit that button, Ray.
Yay! Junior legend. Listen, have a lovely day.
Thanks, Ray.
Cheers, man. Yeah. Congratulations to Christine Healy and Jason Glynn. Have a lovely day. 5'10" and catsuit and Westlife, When You're Looking Like That. Kickstart time for Friday morning. 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Good day, Ireland. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. For Christine and Jason. Beautiful. Have a lovely day today. They're getting married in Roscommon. Many happy returns. Enjoy it. Behave. Come on, behave.
Don't misbehave.
Come on now.
Totally misbehave.
The kids are going to be there as well. Someone needs to be responsible. Why is it that I'm always the responsible one? Dreadful. I mean, it's alarming. When Ray's the responsible one, Jesus, you know you're in trouble. All right, let's have a look at the front pages of your Friday newspaper. It's the 18th of November, and we begin the Irish Independent. There's a photograph of Sarah Jessica Parker displays Irish fashion. She's wearing an Irish coat. Sarah SJP loved the tweed coat she bought in the Triana store in Donegal Town so much. She's added it to her garment. She added the garment to her wardrobe for the second series of the Sex and the City sequel, And Just Like That, which I have to say is terrible. It's a terrible show, but nothing like Sex and the City, the original. And I watched every single episode of it.
Oh yeah, you were loyal.
I stuck with it for the entire whole first series, and it was very, very disappointing. And you know what? I'm going to watch the entire second series as well. I'm probably very, very disappointed in that. Now PTSB is raising its interest rates on mortgages. New fixed rate customers to be hit as €60 a month added to a €250,000 loan. If you're a permanent TSB customer, this is going to affect you. I have a read of the Irish Independent front page this morning. And not playing at Euros in 2028 could cost Ireland up to €42 million. That's if we don't qualify. The hit to the economy could be worth, could be as much or as little as €42 million in the coffers. Right, what else have we got? The Irish Times this morning. This is Ukraine. Is it on the front page? As aid arrives in Kherson, uncertainty in liberated city as the Ukrainian forces have taken the city from the Russians. Mortgage rates rise 12% ahead of ECB hikes. And non-EU bus drivers may be recruited to resolve staff issue. I keep hitting that microphone.
It's right there in the way, isn't it?
Very authentic sort of sound, though, yeah. Isn't it? I'm sure
it's just Ray working his way through the papers, guys.
You know, Ray's got newspapers.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to handle papers.
You know what? Ray's going to hit you with the papers. Get down! Dunk! The Irish Sun this morning, Catherine's looking deadly. This is Catherine Zeta-Jones in a genius move of casting, it has to be said. She's been cast as Morticia Adams from the Adams
perfect.
Family, which
yeah.
is very good. And I'm a Celeb, Eviction D-Day, jungle's heating up as eviction looms for the campmates in the jungle. Have you ever noticed, is there a toilet there or are they just holding it in?
Oh no, there is. They call it a dunny, don't they?
They go off to the dunny.
The dunny.
If I was in the I'm a Celeb, not like I'll ever be asked or I would ever be asked, but I would just spend all my time in the loo.
Peace and quiet.
Ray, are you okay in there? I'm fine. I'll just spend all my time in the toilet crying. I'm fine. Just tell my family I'm fine and I love them and I'll be home soon. Ray being put forward for the Bush Tucker trial yet again. Sigala on Today FM. Stay the Sagala, Stay the Night, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good morning, 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. Morning, can you say hello to Ronan, who's 12, and Cahill, who's 10, and Liam, who's 6.
They've been the best boys all week while their dad was away working in Poland. They've been the best helpers all week. Love from their mom, Sinead. We're all looking forward to seeing their dad tonight. Oh, dad's coming back from Poland tonight. So Ronan, Cahill and Liam. Well, give it up for the boys.
Well,
actually,
behaved, lads. Well done. Yeah,
well done. Myself and the lads from Ardnanaev, Cork. Or Ardnanaev or Ardnanaev. We're up early for our dip in the nip in support of Movember. Wish us luck. It's pretty cold from Raj. Raj, more pie. Do you know what?
Yeah, like you'll be reattaching parts.
I am not jealous of you. A dip in the nip. Are you getting in the sea? Like, are you getting wet? Anyway. And happy Friday, Ray. Well done. You managed to keep her lit all week and a mix too. You're really spoiling us. Kind regards from Fiona in Offaly. Did I manage to keep her lit, actually? Was it lit?
It was a flicker. There was a flicker, certainly.
Was it ever? It never went out, I suppose.
No.
But
it was smouldering at times.
Oh, very good. Hey, Gift Grub, we got a massive reaction to this yesterday. Basically, it was an opportunity for Mario to have a pop at all of the various personality types that he's forced to work with in the Today FM office on a daily basis. As people are heading back into the office, you know, working from home for the last couple of years, a lot of people have been forced back into the office. And I suppose having to re-engage with those people in their workplaces once again. Have a listen.
These days, more and more of us are leaving the comforting bosom of our homes and returning back to work. Welcome back to the office. Whether it's full-time or just a couple of days a week, meeting up with old office friends and new ones, like Hot Desk Helen.
Hello.
Oh, Helen, how are you?
Sorry, Tim. Yeah. That's my desk.
But I'm just doing a report.
I actually booked that desk a week ago, Tim.
Right.
That is a hot desk.
A hot desk, but you see, Helen...
So, if you wouldn't mind, Tim.
Right, I'll just walk around with my laptop.
Thanks, Tim.
It's great to be back and catch up with all your old office friends, like company man Colin.
Lads, joining the all-staff call in 10 minutes. Can't wait.
What all-staff call?
What are you talking about? It's the update on the company tag rugby on Saturday mornings. Tap and go, lads. Come on.
Oh, great. Yeah, they're all back. Ah, there he is. Block Capital's Barry.
At your earliest possible convenience. Best Barry.
Yeah, and he's still best friends with passive-aggressive Paul. Look at this, not another note.
What? What's he saying now?
The coffee machine doesn't clean itself. Paul!
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like you've never been away. All your old friends are here. TMI, Tony.
Oh, yeah, doctor, yeah. No. Yeah, it's definitely infected. No, there's no scab.
Tony.
No scab.
Tony,
yeah,
take
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, there is pus. I said there is pus, yeah, plenty of it.
Tony, come on.
I only saw it this morning. So do I massage it, yeah? Right, and does that interfere with the how's your father? Does it interfere with the how's your father?
Oh, Tony, we're trying to work.
Time. Yeah.
Jesus.
Ah, there she is. Baltic Bridget.
Is anyone else freezing in here?
And our old friend, Microwave Mick.
Oh, what's Jesus. That stink?
Mick, what is that?
Jesus. Trout.
And isn't it great to see her back? There she is. Shut the f*** up, Siobhan.
Mm.
So the traffic in Mount Merion was horrendous, right?
Mm.
It was literally back to back, all the way down to the goat.
The goat, yeah.
And one of the moms comes on the WhatsApp group saying, has anyone seen Oisín's jumper?
Right.
He left it behind in PE.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. Mm. And we were like, oh my God, that is so terrible. Because
yeah.
Jack is always leaving his jumper in PE.
Is he? Yeah.
And within, I'd say, I don't know, 3 minutes,
yeah.
18 of the moms were straight back onto the WhatsApp group saying they hadn't seen the jumper. Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear about the jumper.
No, that's nice.
And anyway, didn't the jumper show up in the back of her Discovery? Oh my God, she was so mortified. Anyway.
Right. And some of us are only in on Thursdays, like her, once a week Wendy.
Hi, Jerry. God, I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah. By the time once a week Wendy's toured all four floors of the building for a quick natter.
Oh, Aoife, I'm loving the hair. Come here, did you hear about Frank?
Sure, it's time to go home.
Hi, Derek.
Welcome back to the office.
Hi, Derek.
I think.
Gift Grub.
More at 8:10.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today FM.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Shawn Mendes, if I can't have you. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Neva's twiddling her knobs over there. You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all good. Just adjusting.
Is it loud enough for you now?
Is it
okay?
Is, yeah.
I turned it down when you were out, you see?
Yeah, I could tell.
Sorry. just making noise over there as they're trying to tell you. You turn it back up again, don't worry. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100102. 7:28, Friday morning. Morning, guys. Can you please wish me luck? I'm on my way to Dublin Airport and JFK awaits. Off to New York. New York. No recession around here. Ray, love the show. Hey, from Jackie. Jackie, you going on your holidays or are you moving away? Are you leaving us all together? Although it wouldn't be in JFK, it would be the Thanksgiving and the Macy's. Is it a Macy's parade or the Thanksgiving Day parade? Ah, well, jealous. And speaking of travels, morning, Ray, can you say bon voyage to the Murphys? They're flying out to Lanzarote today. Ooh, Lanzarote. No recession around here. We packed last night, so we're killing time now before we hit the road to the airport. Loving the show. Hey, from Daddy Murphy.
Hey, Daddy Murphy.
Enjoy the trip. FM's travel update with Circle K, home of Miles and Miles Plus. Ireland's only AA quality approved fuel.
You have to choose one, Niamh. Lanzarote or New York on the 18th of November. Where would you be going?
I'd be going to New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Bit of sunshine, that would be lovely as well, wouldn't it?
I think it's Baltic in New York right now. It's freezing.
Right.
They're having a cold snap.
Yeah, so I go to Lanzarote then.
Just letting you know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you get the sunshine in Lanzarote, you see.
So
when you're going, I'd love to go to New York, and you go, but it'd be so warm in Lanzarote, it'd be lovely.
Oh, no, you get the festive feels now from here.
That's true, yeah, you're right. And the big tree in Rockefeller Center.
The ice skating.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
But then, like, drinking soup and cocktails on the beach. Poolside, going for a dip. I'm going to get in the pool before we go for dinner. Oh, I'm kind of sunburnt over the dinner. Dinner at 6:30. Oh, lovely. What's happening in traffic and travel this morning? Yes. Here in cold, wet, damp, foggy Ireland.
Starting in Kilkenny, there are delays on the end.
Galantis and David Guetta with Heartbreak Anthem. This is Today FM. It's 7:39. Good morning. Ray on for Ian. Let's bongo. €1,000 for grabs on Waffle this morning. I've got a topic. Match the five things. I'll give you the cash. It's ringing. Who's this now?
This is Claire.
Claire?
Yeah.
Where?
Good morning.
Hello.
Sorry, it's Caroline.
Caroline.
In Claire. She's in Claire.
Hi, Caroline. How are things?
Brilliant this morning. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. You're in Claire this morning, are you?
I'm in County Clare this morning, yes.
Very good. And you're ready to play Waffle?
I'm ready to play. First time playing it.
Your first time playing. Well, listen to me, Caroline. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to or a hello to on the radio this morning?
I'd like to say, Owen Ray, I love the show.
Hey, lovely stuff. All right, Caroline. I've got a topic here on your sheet of paper. We've got five items. Match the five, I'll give you €1,000. Let's go.
Today's Waffle topic is...
The World Cup, Caroline. The World Cup. And your time starts now. Go.
Jack Charlton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ireland.
Right. Name another country. They're just down from England and up from Spain.
Norway.
Paris and the Eiffel Tower.
Rome.
Say France.
Okay, France.
Yeah, and where's it on this year? Where's the World Cup going to be on this year? In the Middle East. Middle Eastern country. Is it Middle East?
Kind of the Emirates, isn't it?
It begins with a Q and ends with an Atar.
Qatar.
Qatar, you're right. And is there any other? I don't even know that third one. Caroline, let's go through them. FIFA is one we were looking for, the organising body of the World Cup. We've got Qatar, you got. Give her a ding there, please. Thank you. France, they're the defending champions, apparently. Pele, he's the only three-time World Cup winner. And Jules Rimet. What's that?
Jules Rimet, the original name of the trophy. It's immortalised in that three-line song by Ant Dec.
I thought it was a fella's name.
Well, he was a fella.
Oh, really?
And the trophy was named after him.
And he scored a load of goals, did he?
I have no idea who Jules Rimet was. He was probably a footballer.
Was he a famous trophy maker?
Well, no.
Caroline, they didn't suit either of us this morning. I tell you what, we'll give you some Today FM goodies nonetheless. Listen, thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Cheers.
Dempsey Breakfast Show. With the Kevin O'Leary Group. Your new...
Today FM.
It is 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Morning, Ray Foley's my name. There's Tara. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. Heard your air fryer chat earlier on.
Do you have an air fryer?
I do, but we don't have one of those big fancy ones that go bloop bloop.
What does it do?
It makes little noises, but it's not as fancy as that. I'd like a bloop bloop.
Mine is relatively new because the buzz about air fryers, I thought I had to give it a go. It's good. Do you have any good recipes worth sharing?
I don't, but what I would say about air fryers is you can put anything in it.
That's true.
Don't even question it.
Not your hand, though.
What about an egg?
Sorry,
Can you put an egg in an air fryer?
I bet you could.
A little omelette or a little frittata or some kind.
Why not?
Something like that, if you wanted to.
Baked potato in a tin foil.
They're great. They say, actually, a great recipe is cook your potato a little bit in the microwave first for a couple of minutes, for like 6 minutes. And then stick it into the air fryer afterwards and you get a lovely jacket potato.
Oh, that sounds great. Fantastic.
Rock and roll. What are you doing for the weekend, Ray? Oh, I'm making big potatoes. This is Senator takes Ticketmaster to task after Taylor Swift fans crash site. Ticketmaster faced questions yesterday from a Democratic US senator over its sales practices 2 days after Taylor Swift fans complained about website outages and long waits to buy tickets to her upcoming US tour. Tay-Tay, particularly with the tour, embroiled in scandal.
Oh, this is... I spent the majority of my prep time today trying to understand this story. And I just about got the gist of it. But basically, they went on sale for a pre-sale 2 days ago. Right. And it crashed the site. Millions of fans were trying to access this pre-sale event. They said a record 3.5 million people had registered as verified fans for the pre-sale. Yeah. They had planned to invite about 1.5 million to participate with the other 2 million on a waiting list, but the plans were undermined by bot attacks and demand from those who had not previously registered managing to get in. So they said that it was historically unprecedented demand. I think there was like billions of people trying to access this site.
These bots are incredible as well, what they're saying in terms of bots raiding. So the bots, which aren't people obviously, the bots, they go in and they buy up a load of the tickets and then they're designed then once they're these... The people who own the bots have the tickets. They can sell them on at extortionate prices.
And that's what's happening,
The same thing's going on with Garth Brooks is starting another residency in Las Vegas. And same deal again, that he's saying that they're opening up a VIP thing so you can get in to be assured that the fans are getting the actual tickets. But it seems like that's been scuppered as well. And Neighbours is coming back.
Yeah.
What a waste of all of our time saying goodbye to Neighbours now that it's making a return to screens.
So dramatic, aren't they?
Crazy. Well, that's the idea. It's a soap, I suppose.
This will be in the story, the plot line now for the first episode. So it's been announced they're coming back. They obviously finished up the show in summer after 37 years on air. Amazon Freevee are taking them on board. It's a free streaming service for Amazon.
Okay.
And it's going to be on RTE as well next year. So they announced the news with a video on social media of, now I've never watched Neighbours, but I wrote it down.
Tell us who it is. We'll know who it is.
I'll tell you. Yeah. Jackie Woodburn, a.k.a. Susan Kennedy.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Dr. Kennedy's wife. Yeah. Susan.
That's the one. So she runs over to the gang and tells them all, the good news that we're coming back.
Have a listen.
Have you heard the news?
What news?
We're coming back on Amazon Freevee.
Oh, it's Paul.
Paul, we're coming back on Amazon Freevee.
You haven't told us when.
How does the second half of next year sound?
I'm there.
I hope they hire a sound guy before they actually go to air, because in fairness,
was that my fault? Let's be real.
It's not your fault at all.
Should have boosted it.
It's like, really, they need to rehire the sound guy. Clearly it's just the actors putting the video together themselves.
Oh yeah.
Tara, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Much obliged. Have a lovely weekend and happy Christmas. It's Wham on Today FM. Jolie for levitating. This is Today FM playing the music you love. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey for one more morning. Come on, gasoline. I'm levitating. Oh, sickened.
What?
Just remembered I'm doing Ireland AM tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, you were all ready for a Friday evening.
Yeah.
Chilling out.
After a whole week of doing breakfast. Sure, what's the sixth day of doing breakfast? The sixth day is on the telly, so people can see you. Sickened. Forget the takeaway. I'll do it tomorrow night instead. Text this morning 0874 100 102. Morning, Rain JP. Can you please wish a happy birthday to our beautiful daughter, Kira Geaney? She's 7 years old today. Kira's
she
seven.
She is seven today, yeah.
I knew it. I was coming up.
The phone.
I knew it was late November, but I wasn't sure the exact date. 7 years old today. She's mad excited about it. Loads of love sent her way from Mam and Dad, sisters Roisin and Eveen, and big brother Cahill. They say love the show. Hey, morning, Rain JP. If you get a minute, could you please wish Nikki Boland in Tremoran, County Waterford, a happy 12th birthday today. Now, I knew it was Nikki's birthday. Happy birthday. I never forget Nikki's birthday because it's always a big day. And Nikki, have a wonderful day from Dad, Mam, Sister Ava and Brother James. And they say they love the show. Hey, and happy 13th birthday to Callum Farrell in Galway. First teenager in the house. We're not scared at all. And there's literally a scared face emoji. He's also doing his first set of week 10 exams. So we're wishing him the best of luck with those. Much love from Mom, Dad, Brother Noah, Dog Tyler and all the Wallaces and the Farrells. Loving the show this morning. Hey, happy birthday to Callum. Callum.
Yep.
No, I got to check them. Last day on breakfast this morning in Gift Grub. I'm going to check my voice notes. I'm after getting loads of bleeps, actually. Hang on. Who's calling me now?
Hi, it's Ray here. Sorry I missed your call. Leave a message after the tone and I'll try and call you back. Thanks.
How are you, Ray? This is Brian Kerr. I heard you're a bit worried about the World Cup and the old deficit of knowledge department. Mm. Well, a couple of tips for you, Ray, right? Use old Dublin words like scarified and melodeon. It adds authenticity. People kind of automatically, you know, think you know what you're talking about. Now, the second one is you'll hear a lot about Bono at the World Cup. Now, don't fall into the trap, Ray. It's not Bono from Cedarwood Road, okay? It's the Moroccan goalkeeper. He's called Bono. He actually came over on an exchange for Bluebell United in 2011. Very handy he was. Great penalty stopper. Nobody knew how he did it. Let's just say he saved in mysterious ways. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the World Cup, Ray.
Ray, this is Donald J. Trump. Congratulations on your fantastic ratings. Great ratings. Big ratings, Ray. Great. Trump-style ratings. Ray, I think we could be a great team. The best. Great team. We're very alike, Ray.
We sure are.
Big personalities. Great. Big. Very divisive. Great. Great numbers. Think about the numbers, Ray.
Huge.
Your
huge
numbers and my numbers. Through the roof. Huge. Think about it, Ray. Trump fully. 2024. You could be Vice King. Vice King. Let's talk, Ray.
Ray, this is Eamon Dunphy. I hear you're looking for some football analysis.
Oh, yes, please.
Advice for the World Cup. Ray, try the flip-flop. The flip-flop is a technique which always works for me, Ray. So, to demonstrate, for example, let's say you have to go hard at the start, very hard, big, go big at the start. So, for example, I think England are spoofers. I think Southgate is a bum and a spiff. I think he's going to get found out. Now, then when you're in your local in Dunleary and Brazil beat, and England beat Brazil 6-1, just turn around and say, I always knew Gareth Southgate was a genius. Works like a treat, baby.
Like a treat, baby. Eamon Dunphy there. Thank you very much, Eamon. Thanks for all the advice. And former President Trump as well. President Trump, very divisive. Me and him, we're well met. Right, Coldplay, this is Today FM. Coldplay, every teardrop is a waterfall. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning, it's Friday. Here comes the weekend, and look out.
Beautiful wife alert.
Happy birthday to Denise Guilfoyle. We hope she's the best day. Lots of love from Niall, Sean and Amy. Thanks from Niall, love the show. Hey.
Cheers. Figures.
Denise, have a lovely day, babes. Have a lovely week. Make it the weekend out of us. Milk it, babes. Milk it. Get the weekend out of us. And listen, you better spoil her, Niall. Do you hear me? Guys, I got €1,000 to spend on supervalue.ie. You can click, you can collect, you can get it delivered. Christmas delivery and collection slots are open on Supervalue online shopping, but they're filling up fast, so you can book your Christmas delivery or click and collect today, supervalue.ie, and avoid disappointment. You can change your order up to 6 p.m. the night before the delivery or your collection. So you can book it now for like the 23rd or 24th of next month. and then change it up until 6 p.m. the night before. And when you shop online with SuperValu, they guarantee you the freshest hand-picked produce as if you picked it yourself this Christmas. Let me go through my shopping list, okay? Danish pastry, cucumber, pork chops, kitchen rolls, sausages, noodles, cranberry sauce, mayonnaise and wine. Don't forget the wine. I'm going to remove something from the list. Danish pastry, cucumber, pork chops, kitchen rolls, sausages, noodles, mayonnaise and wine. What did I take?
Don't remove the wine. Anyway.
Don't what out. There's no chance. There wasn't a chance of it.
Why isn't that on there twice?
Do you know what? You can take everything. You can take everything else off the list as long as you come home with the wine. What did I take off the list? 0874 100 102. Tell me what I took off, your name and where you're from. I could be calling you back with €1,000 to spend on supervalue.ie in a couple of minutes.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with the Kevin O'Leary Group.
Ed Sheeran and Celestial, this is an FM. Play the music you love. It's 27 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Good morning, welcome to Friday. And here comes the weekend. Actually, speaking of the weekend, starting your weekend in style, if you have any texts or shout-outs for us this morning, 0874 100 102, we'll do your Mix It Friday for a Friday morning in just a few minutes. This is the Independent this morning. Couple put final touches to their big Christmas lights display with 50,000 bulbs, JP.
Jeez.
Lads, there's an energy crisis on. Will you tone it down? This is their photograph there. Phil Corcoran puts up his Christmas lights with the help of his partner Paddy Toner at their home in Lucan in Dublin. They hope the display will raise funds for Laurel Inn. They're always a great idea, actually, when people put these massive Christmas displays with thousands of lights, tens of thousands of lights in these boys' case, and then you put out the buckets and the charity buckets at the front and throw in a few quid if you can, and they're doing it for Laurel Inn. It's fantastic. I've been to a few of these houses that do this every, you know, because some people have been doing it for like 20 years. They do an amazing job. They like put the roof, the decorations on the roof, and the whole front of the house is plastered in lights, and you got twinkling lights, and all the garden has got all the lights and everything. You bring the kids along, and they're mesmerised. It looks incredible, it looks fantastic. You're blown away. They do such good work, and it just looks amazing. And then, just for a moment, you think to yourself, these people are crazy. You do, don't you?
Yeah.
You're like, where do they have the time?
It's just crazy.
In a good way. I mean, they're doing incredible work for Laurel Inn. I was like, my God. We did a thing with TV3 or Virgin Media Television a couple of years ago where we went out and there was a competition on, and we went, I think it was with Cadbury's or something, and we knocked on someone's door and we said, congratulations, you're the winner. But again, I was like, my God, where am I? Like, fair play. I don't have the time to put up the tree.
No.
Niamh, you can come in if you like, love. Come on in, sweetheart.
Is she kicking her heels out there?
Should we walk past there a second ago? Niamh, come here, I'll do the SuperValu thing first. SuperValu.ie, we give you the list of my shopping. Danish pastry, cucumber, pork chops, kitchen rolls, sausages, noodles, cranberry sauce, mayonnaise and wine.
It's ringing.
Hi, this is Christine. I'm not available right now, but if you leave your name and number, I'll give you a ring back. Cheers. Bye.
Christine. It's the radio. Give it another go.
Do, please.
It's ringing again. We'll wait, Christine. We don't mind waiting. The entire country are waiting for you.
Hello?
The entire country here are waiting for you to answer the phone, Christine. How are you? It's Ray Foley calling from DFM. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
I rattled through my list. I tell you what, you've got your ears peeled if you're able to get this morning.
I've been listening out all week, so I'm hoping I'm right.
Danish pastry, cucumber, pork chops, kitchen rolls, sausages, noodles, mayonnaise and wine. I took something off. What did I remove?
Cranberry sauce.
You're absolutely right.
Yes!
Well done! For you, Christine, in Newbridge. We've got €1,000 to spend at supervalue.ie. Well done, madam.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Who's that screaming in the background at you?
My 1.5-year-old.
Oh, I should be a bit more patient. If you don't manage to answer the phone then right away, it's because you clearly have your hands very full, madam.
Yes, he's been chasing me all morning. So,
what's his name?
Very excited.
Aina. Hi, shout out to Aina then. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to this morning?
My partner Kevin's here with me, so we're very, very excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, grand to spend on supervalue.ie. You're welcome, miss. Listen, have a good day. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show. Hey.
Today FM's travel update.
Gaga, Born This Way. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Morning, Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock for Friday. Here comes the weekend. Hey, Ray, my good lady wife, Michelle, is after jumping in the car, stressed out of her brain. Can you just give her a big how are you and tell her all will be well? Thanks from Joe in Limerick. She's on her way to drop off one of the daughters to school before heading to work herself. Michelle. Chill, babes. Everything's going to be okay. If there's something I've learned in life, and I'm a stressor, if there's something I've learned, everything will be all right. Just give it a little bit of time, and here comes the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the next couple of days.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Kevin O'Leary Renault. Visit us today.
56 from Melton Road towards Letterkenny. Niamh O'Reilly, Today FM Travel.
Well, last one for this morning anyway. Are you back on again this evening?
I am. And have a nice, yeah.
Plans for the weekend? Anything nice?
Chilling out.
Are you ready to rock out to Mix It Friday for a Friday morning? We're starting with a doozy, and we intend to go... Actually, I've got the new Sigala song in the mix. I can't remember what else I threw in there, but I can tell you, we start with Belinda.
Ray Foley, playing the music you love.
Hey, text for us this morning, 0874 100 102. This is Mix It Friday. We usually do it after 4 p.m. We're wrapping up breakfast this morning with Belinda Carlisle and Mix It Friday. Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Wrapping up Mix It Friday for another week.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Text this morning, 0874 100102. A huge happy 11th birthday to Saoirse, a gorgeous girl, Saoirse. From Tig, Bevan, Mam and Dad. Lots of love. Ray, I'm off with coronavirus from Shelley in Waterford. She says she's loving the show, though. Hey, Ray, any chance of a shout-out for my beautiful wife, Jackie Powell? That's from Tony. Jackie, happy birthday. Lots of love. Hang on, it's not birthday, it's anniversary. 27th anniversary today.
27 years.
Guys, have a lovely day. Many happy returns. And Ray, give a shout out to Morgan and Olivia. They're age 10 from their mom and dad, Gillian and Damien. They got great reports from their teacher meetings yesterday. Legends. Joe here from Ronald McDonald House. Shout out to my beautiful daughter, Anna, who's helping out. And what a lovely bonus for a Friday morning. Loving the mix. I might even search it out on the interweb after the show from David. Yeah, you can catch it on the listen back to dayfm.com. Hey, great news. Dave and Dermot are on the way next. Have a lovely weekend.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Kevin O'Leary Renault. Visit us today.